What is meant by position in the quantum realm? Nothing more or less, Heisenberg answered, than the result of a specific experiment designed to measure, say, the position of the electron in space at a given moment. Otherwise, this word has no meaning. For him, there simply is no electron with a well-defined position or a well-defined momentum in the absence of an experiment to measure its position or momentum. A measurement of an electron's position creates an electron with a position, while a measurement of its momentum creates an electron with a momentum. The very idea of an electron with a definite position or momentum is meaningless prior to an experiment that measures it. Heisenberg had adopted an approach to defining concepts through their measurement that harked back to Ernst Mach and what philosophers called operationalism. But it was more than just a redefinition of old concepts. With the track left behind by an electron passing through a cloud chamber firmly on his mind, Heisenberg examined the concept of the path of the electron. A path is an unbroken, continuous series of positions taken up by the moving electron in space and time. Under his new criteria, to observe the path involves measuring the electron's position at each successive point. However, hitting the electron with a gamma-ray photon in the act of measuring its position disturbs it. Therefore, its future trajectory cannot be predicted with certainty. In the case of an atomic electron orbiting a nucleus, a gamma-ray photon is energetic enough to knock it out of the atom, and only one point in its orbit is measured and therefore known. Since the uncertainty principle forbids an exact measurement of both the position and velocity that define the path of an electron or its orbit in an atom, there simply is no path or orbit. The only thing that is known for certain, says Heisenberg, is one point along the path, and therefore here the word path has no definable meaning. It is measurement that defines what is being measured. There is no way of knowing, argued Heisenberg, what happens between two consecutive measurements. It is, of course, tempting to say that the electron must have been somewhere between the two observations, and that therefore the electron must have described some kind of path or orbit, even if it may be impossible to know which path. Tempting or not, he maintained that the classical notion of an electron's trajectory being a continuous unbroken path through space is unjustified. An electron track observed in a cloud chamber only looks like a path, but is really nothing more than a series of water droplets left in its wake. Heisenberg was desperately trying to understand the sort of questions that it was possible to answer experimentally after his discovery of the uncertainty principle. It was an unspoken basic tenet of classical physics that a moving object possessed both a precise location in space at a given time and a precise momentum, irrespective of whether it was measured or not. From the fact that the position and momentum of an electron cannot be measured with absolute accuracy at the same time, Heisenberg asserted that the electron does not possess precise values of position and momentum simultaneously. To talk as if it did, or that it has a trajectory, is meaningless. To speculate about the nature of reality that lies beyond the realm of observation and measurement is pointless.